主内弟兄姐妹们，以及透过线上跟我们一起参加崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天讲到的经文是取自箴言第三章。
Today's sermon comes from Proverbs chapter
3. 但是我不会念整个第三章，因为很长，所以我只念我讲到使用的经文。
Reverend will only read certain verses.
若是你手上有圣经的，请读完经文之后，请继续看你的圣经。
Those of us with our Bibles, maybe we can flip to our Bibles now.
箴言第三章第五、第六、第七节说：“你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必使你的道路平直。”不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。耶和华以智慧奠立地基，以聪明铺设诸天，以知识使深渊裂开，使天空滴下甘露。因为耶和华是你的依靠，他必保护你的脚，不陷入网罗。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的父，当我们再次来到桌前的你的圣殿的时候，求你的灵继续带领帮助我们，使我们透过看你的圣洁的话语，使我们得到帮助和教导。如此祷告，我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。请问我们当中，是否有谁有玩过这个实体的这个密室逃脱的游戏
？Have you ever played the escape room game?
有吗？有谁有玩过这个
？Anyone hands up, please？
哦，这么少人玩过这游戏哦。OK， OK， 要参与这项活动的玩家呢，一般都会安排在一个很特定的一个场所。
Players participating in this game will be holed up, in a specific place.
然后呢，透过这个设计，然后营造逼真的情景呢，还有就是赋予这个玩家呢，他们有一个不同的身份、任务或者故事的情节。
So through thoughtful design by creating realistic scenes, as well as each player required to have assigned different roles and tasks.
然后呢，要在规定的时间之内呢，去脱离这个密室空间。
And within a specified time, the goal is to leave the room and escape the room.
请问，如果要脱离这个密室空间，最主要的关键的那个因素是什么呢
？So what is the key to be able to break out of this room?
哎呀，锁匙啊 ，key 啊。
Having the key.
Okay, Ivan. 啊？
要聪明。
OK， 所以笨的不要去玩这个。呀，是的，他需要的是那个线索。
You need clues。
你需要可能团队的合作。
Some collaboration。
呀，你不聪明，那别人聪明也不错。好，还有就是解开那个谜底。
You need to solve the clues to the puzzle。
所以这样才能够逃离这个密室的空间。
Only that can you be able to break free from the room。
所以今天我们也尝试的从这个箴言第三章里面
，So today from Proverbs 3，
我们也尝试的去寻找，就是要前往或者是得到这个所谓的蒙福之道，它有没有什么的线索或者是指引
？Let's try to find some clues or guidance, on the way to God's blessings.
首先，你看这个箴言的第三章。
So first of all, from Proverbs 3。
我们可以找到一些有关于这个所谓的祝福啦，或者是关于福气代表的一些字眼。
We find some words that represent certain blessings.
好像在第二节里面，我们看到长寿跟平安。
Such as in verse 2, a long life and peace.
然后第四节呢，我们看到蒙恩宠有聪明。
Verse 4, favor with God and man.
然后第六节呢，我们可以看到道路蒙指引。
Verse 6, God's guidance in our ways.
然后在第八节呢，你看到就是说有那个蒙赐健康。
And verse 8 have good health.
然后第十节你可以看到有财富跟丰盛的这个物质。
And verse 10, to have material wealth and prosperity.
请问这一些的经文有没有说提供一些的线索或者任何的指引，我们怎么才能够得到这些的祝福呢？
So do these scriptures provide some clues or give some guidance on how to receive them?
有吗？有时候有看到有什么些的线索或者指引吗？
Are there any clues from Proverbs 3 that tell us how to achieve this?
要翻开圣经才找得到，不然的话你看字我是找不到。所以现在手机很方便，你们可以翻开手机的圣经，有没有那个线索指引给我们说，哎，其实要得到这些的祝福是有些线索的。
If you have your Bibles with you, so what are the hints or clues given, that can lead us to receive these blessings?
来，我们玩游戏，我们玩这个逃脱这个礼堂的游戏，有什么线索？第五节，来 ，Good， 很好。第五节，对，是什么？他要得到什么祝福？第五节得到哪个祝福？Yes, yeah.
And what will you get?
Get any blessing? Very good. 第五节还有呢？第几节？啊
？Verse 9.
Verse 9. Okay, good. 什么呢？对，将土产尊荣献给上帝。
Okay. Honor God with your first fruits.
还有 ，very good.
Are there any?
Number five, number nine, yes. Three, yes. What? Wow, so good. Yeah, 持守你的慈爱跟诚实。
Upholding love and faithfulness.
来，还有呢 ？Number three, number seven, number five, number three, number nine, and.
Number five.
Number one, yes, right? 来 read out.
Verse 1. Good.
Yes, good. 谨守那个法则跟诫命。
Keeping the laws and commandments.
哦，非常好，你们都找到那个线索跟指引。呀，就是你看到每一祝福的每一次的前一节，它就是告诉你这个线索跟指引。
So in order to get those blessings, you need to do what is preceding.
Yeah, 刚才你们都找到很好，就第一节就是谨守法则跟诫命。
So the first verse is to keep the laws and commandments.
然后呢，你就找到这个得到长寿跟平安。
And then you will have long life and peace.
然后第三节呢，就是持守慈爱和诚实。
Verse 3 is to uphold love and faithfulness.
然后呢，你就会蒙恩宠，有聪明。
In doing that, you will find favor with God and men.
然后第五跟第六节呢，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Verse 5, total reliance on the Lord.
然后你的道路呢，就蒙指引。
And with that, God's guidance will be with you.
然后你敬畏上帝，远离恶事呢，你就蒙赐健康。
When we honor God with our first fruits, we'll be blessed with. When we fear the Lord and shun evil, we'll be blessed with good health.
然后你将你的土产献上去尊荣上帝呢，你就会得到这财富跟物质的丰盛。
When we honor God with our first fruits, we will receive material wealth and prosperity.
所以透过经文，它让我们看到一些的线索或者指引。
So from the scriptures, we see some clues, right, to how to receive these blessings.
当然要领受上帝的这祝福的时候，基本上是要有几个的这个举动。
And of course, in order to receive them, we need to have a few of these actions.
就是要谨守父母亲或者是上帝的教导。
We have to revere and keep to the commands and the teachings of our parents and the Lord.
然后存仰赖敬畏上帝的话，活出敬虔爱他的生命样式。
And to rely on Him and to live a life filled with godly love and the fear of God.
所以这是带着训勉的这个应许祝福的应许。
So it is a promise of blessing with exhortation.
但是。可能我们当中也会有人问这个问题。
But perhaps among us, we might ask this question.
难道那一些没有说谨守法则、诫命
？How about those who do not keep the law or God's commandments?
或者说没有去持守慈爱或诚实，也没有专心去仰赖和敬畏耶和华的人，他们就不会拥有这些祝福吗
？Or those who do not have love or faithfulness, or who do not depend or rely on God, will they not have these blessings?
对吗？因为有我们有时我们看到这些人，他们也是有长寿， 也是有健康，也是有可能财富和物质的这个丰盛的生活等等。
We see that people who do not do that, yet they still have long lives, they still have good health and material abundance.
他们也没有敬畏耶和华，他们也没有说要去说跟随耶和华的道路等等。
They do not know or they do not follow God.
确实没有错。
And that is true.
他们也可能会得到自己的长寿啦、财富等等。
It's true that they can still receive these blessings.
不过呢，他们所拥有的或许只是我们外在看得见的祝福。
But what we see is just on the outward, the external.
但内在呢，却不一定得到。
In their hearts, they may not receive some of these blessings.
比如说平安，还有道路蒙指引、喜乐等等。
So blessings such as a life of peace, a life of guidance from God, and a life of joy.
哎，所以有一句话这么说。
So there is a saying that goes,
人可以买到一张很大很舒适的床。
It is possible that we may be able to buy the best bed in the world.
但是却没有办法买到什么？啊？睡眠，对，这但可能却没有办法买到一个很安稳美好的睡眠。
But yet, a good night's rest is really priceless.
所以我们也要看箴言，接下来也告诉我们一个很重要的事情。
So there is something that Proverbs want to tell us.
就是说，如果人在生活上说没有去存敬畏他的心
，If people do not have a heart of reverence for God，
或是说也不想说去我要悔改去回归向神
，They do not repent and return to Him。
耶和华的管教呢？和这个责备呢，也会临到这些人的身上。
Then God's discipline and His rebuke will fall upon them.
而当这件事情发生的时候呢
？So when such things happen,
就请不要去抱怨或是责怪上帝，说：“哎呀，上帝，你怎么没有爱心
？”Let's not blame or complain God, you know, for being unloving.
其实他这么做也是出于爱我们。
He does it out of love.
因为我们有一句话这么说。爱之深则之切。
There's a saying that goes, the deeper the love, the greater the discipline.
请问中文应该怎么英文应该怎么翻这句话？有没有更好的翻译？因为我找了很多翻译都找不到。
Is there a better word for this?
有没有更好的翻译？如果有了，请告诉我。所以爱之深则之切。
The deeper the love, the greater the discipline.
我就举例来讲，在我们的旧约圣经当中。
In the Old Testament,
我们都知道，旧约中我们有北国以色列和南国的犹大。
So there was the Northern Kingdom of Israel and the Southern Kingdom of Judah.
他们呢都是上帝的子民。
They are all God's people.
他们也享受上帝给他们的祝福。
They also receive God's blessings.
可是你却看到为什么他们最后的结果却是？国家灭亡，然后人民被掳到外邦去呢
？But yet at the end, you know, there was ruin in the country, and they fell captivity, to foreign countries.
因为他们呢，不将上帝透过先知们向他们去传讲一些的信息呢，当做一回事。
Because their hearts were hardened, and they did not take God's repeated advice and reproach through the prophets seriously.
透过先知们说你们是上帝的子民，你们应该要有上帝子民的样式，他们却不听。
So prophets kept reminding them that you should live your lives as you know people of God, but they did not listen.
他们也不管你先知讲什么，我就喜欢做我喜欢做的事情。
So they went on their own way.
所以呢，最后呢，他们就面对到国家失去了，然后人民也被掳去别的地方。
And in the end, it brought about ruin in the countries.
其实上帝这么做不是说要去惩罚他们。
Actually, what God did was not to deliberately punish them.
上帝这么做是为了什么呢
？What does He do this for?
弟兄，上帝这么做是为了什么
？Why does He do this?
上帝其实也是为了爱他们。
God wants to show love to them.
因为呢，上帝希望说他们能够透过反省，能够再次活出属于上帝子民的生命的样式。
To give them the opportunity to reflect and to live once again as God's people.
所以在第十二节里面
，So in verse 12，
他这句话很有意思，就是因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
Verse 12 says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in.
那当你继续看下去那个经文的时候，你会发现有点惊讶。
It is a little surprising as we look deeper into the scripture.
就是为什么你在看箴言第十三章第十三到二十节。
From verses 13 to 20,
它好像突然间插入了一段关于这个对智慧歌颂的经文。
There seems to be a verse inserted that talks about the benefits of wisdom.
如果你仔细看这段经文呢，你会发现到它是对于这个所谓的智慧去高举智慧的益处，或是去强调智慧是无价之宝。
If you look at it carefully, it is an exaltation of the benefits of wisdom, emphasizing that wisdom is a priceless treasure.
箴言其实除了告诉我们说上帝是智慧聪明的源头。
So in Proverbs, in addition to telling readers that God is the source of all wisdom,
更重要的是要让人家看见什么呢？就是耶和华上帝的创造能力跟他的行动。
It also lets people see God's creative power and actions.
你可以翻开圣经，从创世纪里面第一本书《创世纪》，我们可以看得到。
From Genesis onwards,
上帝以他的智慧呢，去完成了各个创造的这个阶段。
We see how God uses wisdom to complete every stage of creation.
他分开了太古的这个所谓的重水，立下地的根基。
He separated the ancient waters. He laid the foundation of the earth.
然后我看到上帝将天上的星体呢各归其位。
Putting the stars in the sky.
也用云中的露水呢来去滋润这个大地。
And uses the dew in the clouds to moisten the earth.
所以呢，箴言从创造这个观念上呢，来去陈述上帝用他的智慧来去创造并管理这个世界万物的运作。
So from the creation story, Proverbs states that God uses wisdom to create and manage the world, set it about in operation.
不但如此，他也施恩眷顾供应宇宙万物生命的延续和维持。
Moreover, he also graciously provides for the continuation and maintenance of life in the universe.
所以呢，他是创造的主。
So therefore, he is the creator.
也是施恩眷顾宇宙万物的主。
And at the same time, he is also the Lord who cares for all things in the earth.
所以我要总结那个重点。
So to sum up this first point,
第一，箴言呢，它提供一些拥有或得到上帝的祝福的线索和指引。
The book of Proverbs provides guidance on how to have and receive God's blessings.
第二，上帝是创造主。
God is the creator.
也是施恩眷顾宇宙万物的主。
And is also the one who cares for all things in the universe.
Amen. 在箴言的第三章，
In Proverbs 3,
除了说我们可以找到一些得到上帝的祝福的这个指引，
In addition to having guidance on how to receive God's blessings,
我们呢也要注意一些是属于那种境界式的一些的教导。
We should also pay attention to some teachings that relate to warnings and prohibitions.
比如说在第21节跟27到31节，
In verses 21 and 27 to 31,
你会发现到这些经文当中出现的那个不可 这个七个这个字眼，不可的字眼。
There are a total of seven do nots.
第21节，他说，不可使他们偏离你的眼目。
Verse 21, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说你要有仁慈公正。
To say that we should have mercy and justice.
然后27节说，不可推迟要施以那应得的人。
Verse 27, do not withhold good from whom it is due.
是什么意思呢？
And it means?
Peter? 什么意思呢？ 做善事不可什么推迟。
Do not refuse when you have the opportunity to do good.
因为我们的彼得长老他为了做参事，曾经剪头发、剪光头，去为了为那个孩童去筹款。
Because Elder Peter ever did a hair for hope, right?
28，不可对邻舍说，去吧，明天再来，我必给你。
Verse 28, do not say to your neighbor, come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you.
这什么呢？
What does this mean?
Michael? 这对对曾经做财政的人很重要。什么意思呢？去吧，明天再来，我再给你。
What does it mean by "do not say to others, come back tomorrow, then I'll give it to you"?
就是你要欠债还债了哦，你要欠钱就还钱。
Means you have to repay your debts in a timely manner.
来，接下来我们看二十九，不可设计害他。
Verse 29, do not plot harm against your neighbor.
这比较简单是吗？是什么意思呢？就是不要怎么暗算他人。
So means, yeah, do not have ulterior motives.
然后第三十是不可以无故与他相争。
Verse 30, do not accuse anyone for no reason.
就是不要去惹是生非。
Do not cause trouble.
然后三十一呢？不可嫉妒残暴的人，不可选择他的任何道路。
Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways.
所以不必去羡慕那些恶人或者跟随他的道路等等。
Yeah, so let's not be envious of those who are wicked or do not follow God's ways.
所以透过这个所谓的这个七个不可属于那个属于境界式教导的线索呢
？Through these seven warnings and prohibitions，
再次让我们看见的就是了解到。箴言书呢，它不但注重个人品格的塑造和这个培育。
We see that the book of Proverbs not only focuses on shaping and cultivation of personal character.
它也重视整个这个信心的这个所谓的群体、宗族还有社团和谐的维系。
But also the maintenance of harmony in the entire community of faith.
并且也关心，也去促进家庭。和这个社群的这个幸福。
It also concerns the well-being of families and the wider community.
所以让我们了解到，就是说，在邻舍他们需要帮助的时候，我们给予他们帮助。
Therefore, timely help should be given to a neighbor when he needs it.
然后不要无故跟你的邻居去做这种的所谓的纷争或者是这个诉讼。
And do not have quarrels or lawsuits with your neighbor for no reason.
也不要羡慕那些所谓恶人的道路。
And let's not envy the violent and their ways.
阅读和理解这个箴言。
When we read and understand about the Proverbs.
或者是我们说智慧文学。
Or wisdom literature.
它的珍贵之处呢，就是让人可以看到有一个智慧人生的写照。
So the value of it is it allows us to see a picture of what it means.
也能够了解在正确和错误之间呢的事情上。当你做出的选择之后呢，你会得到哪些不一样的后果
？Allows us to see a picture of what it means to have a life of wisdom, to understand the different consequences of choosing between right and wrong.
所以箴言今天的信息的第三个重点呢，就是说箴言它具有塑造和培育和谐的维系以及家庭和社群幸福的这个功能。
So the book of Proverbs can shape and nurture us, teaches us about maintenance of harmony and the well-being of the family and community.
所以总结我今天讲到的信息。
So, to summarize,
就是说第三章他告诉我们
through the teachings in Proverbs 3,
上帝美好的心意
we are told that God's intention
是要将他的祝福呢赐给那些金钱信靠和跟随他的人
is to give all kinds of blessings to those who believe in and follow him.
比如我们刚才所看到的长寿啦、平安啦、聪明啦、道路蒙指引啦、健康啦、财富、物质等等。
Such as a long life and peace, understanding, guidance, health, wealth, and material abundance.
请问我们能够不断领受到上帝的这个祝福的线索是什么呢？
Then what are the clues given that tell us that we can continue to receive God's care and blessings?
就是刚才你们所告诉我们的。
Exactly what you have told us just now.
而我觉得有一句几节经文呢，我们是可以作为记下来的。
There are a few verses that we should keep in mind.
就是这三节的经文。
And these verses that we see on the screen.
让我们一起开始来念。
Let's read this together.
一二三。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
再一次，一二三。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
Good. One more time.
Commit this to memory.
One, two, three.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
Wow.
Good job, everyone.
可以了, 我们可以密室逃脱, 离开这个礼堂了。 This, just only one, 还有其他的, OK? 来, 第二个, 我要请大家去, 背的这个经文是第十九跟二十节。
Another verse that Reverend would like you to commit to memory is verse 19 to 20.
教会的今年的主题是什么呢?
What is the theme of our church this year?
Again, hey. Very good.
Flourishing life.
是丰盛生命。
Flourishing.
所谓的丰盛生命呢，是要告诉我们说。
And a flourishing life tells us that.
从创造天地到耶稣基督他道成肉身来到地上,
from the creation of the heavens and the earth to the incarnation of Jesus Christ,
上帝呢，他就不断的来去向被造界给予祝福。
God has continuously blessed the creator.
他就向人指出所谓的幸福生活跟蒙福之道是什么。
And also pointed out the way for people to have a happy and blessed life.
但是我们听到就是说，上帝他是一位创造的主。
We see that God is a creator God.
他也是祝福眷顾宇宙万物的主。
He is also the one who blesses and cares for all things in the universe.
我们所信的主如果是这样的话,
if this is the God that we believe in,
这样我们应该怎么样?
Then what should we do?
我们每一天应该怎么样?
What should we do every day?
每一天应该怎么样? 如果是你这么好的主,
if this is the God that we believe in, what should we be doing every day?
我们应该是每一天带着信靠和感恩的心来去过我们的生活， Amen.
We should give thanks every day.
因为我们每天都得到他是眷顾跟赐福。
Because we are able to receive His care and blessings every day.
箴言十九三章十九节，而且说耶和华以智慧奠立地基，以聪明布设诸天，使知识。 以知识使深渊裂开，使天空滴下甘露。
Verse 19 to 20, by wisdom the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge the watery depths were divided and the clouds let drop the dew.
这是这一位我们所信靠的主。
This is the God we believe in.
我还记得大概在 你们坐在这个礼堂。
This auditorium that we are sitting in now,
大概是在20多到30年去建好的，对吗？
Was built from about 20 over to 30 years ago.
然后当时的建筑费很高。
At that time, the cost of construction was really high.
而其中一些的建筑委员们，他们会担心说钱不够去建这个所谓的这个大楼。
And some of the members in the church building committee, they were worried that we would not have enough money to pay for this cost.
因此他们做了一个决定。
Therefore, they made a painful decision.
就是你们每次坐电梯上来这里四楼的电梯。
That the elevator outside.
原本呢是要坐在到卡巴那一楼的。
Originally was to go to the first floor where the parking lots are.
但是因为担心钱的问题。
But because of this worry that we would not have enough money to pay for it.
所以只坐到二楼 office 那边而已，没有下到去一楼。
So the decision was to stop at the second level.
可是你知道吗？ 当整个工程完成了之后，
Did you know that after the completion of the project,
他们去结算了这个建筑费，
and when they totaled up the construction costs,
不但没有说欠钱， 而且还剩下10,000块。
Not only did we not owe any debts, there was a surplus of about $10,000.
所以其中一个委员跟我分享说,
so what one of the committee members shared with Reverend was,
将来当你们要做这些事情的时候, 请不要对上帝没有信心。
It's a reminder to have faith in God about all things to come.
他一直心里面很痛, 就是说, 为什么我当时对上帝没有信心?
There was a thorn in his heart that he felt that why at that time did they not have faith?
为了说要省钱，不敢将那电梯坐到一楼。
that they wanted to save costs and therefore did not let the elevator go down to the first floor.
所以到现在为止，他好像说亏欠了上帝的这个所谓的荣耀跟祝福。
So up till now, he felt that you know they seem to have fall short of God's glory and blessing at that time.
这个是我跟真德他的同意，我才跟大家这里分享的。
This was something we agreed upon before sharing with you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们对我们的上帝要有信心。
We need to have faith in our God.
就算有多大困难跟辛苦的时候，我们还是不用怕，因为他是我们的主。
Especially when we are faced with trials and tribulations, we do not need to fear. He is our God.
他是一位创造天地万物的主。
He is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他是一位眷顾我们的主。
And also the one who cares deeply for us.
我们有什么好怕的呢？
What is there to fear?
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来背这段这里经文。
Let's commit this to memory. This verse.
来，一二三。
By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew.
Again.
By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew.
Very good. Again.
By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew.
Amen. 最后，我们除了说可以知道上帝如何得到上帝祝福的先说或者指引。
Finally, we now have clear guidance about how to receive God's blessings.
可是我们又问一个问题，我们的生活，我们现在是处于不顺利的，然后是恐惧的，是焦虑的，是愁烦的。
But what if our current situation is that of one of unhappiness, anxiety, and distress?
请问有没有线索去帮助我说怎么去面对这些呢？
Is there any glimpse of guidance to help us to face this adversity?
有没有？
Are there?
有没有线索，弟兄姐妹们？第三章有没有先说？经文有没有先说
？Are there any hints and clues in chapter 3?
就是第二十六节
，verse 26.
因为耶和华是你的依靠
，the Lord will be at your side.
他必保护你的脚不陷入网罗
，he will keep your foot from being snared.
我们要对所信靠的上帝有这个信心和盼望。
We must have faith and hope in the God that we trust.
他永远都是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Who is always our refuge, our strength, and an ever-present help in the times of trouble.
如果你现在的这个婚姻、家庭、事业、生活是处于不顺心、是焦虑的、是愁烦的。
If you are feeling dissatisfied, anxious, or distressed about your marriage, your family, career, and life in general,
我鼓励你
I encourage you
试一试
Try this
不再依靠自己的聪明或是自以为有智慧
Do not rely on your own understanding
尝试将自己的这个思维心态稍微的做出改变
Instead transform your mind and your attitude
比如说将自我的主权放下来
For example letting go of your self-centeredness
不要再靠着自己的聪明
Don't rely on your own understanding.
试一试去转向，去专心，去依赖耶和华。
Turn your eyes to God.
去敬畏和依靠他。
Fear and trust him.
我相信他必保护你的脚不陷入网罗。
And I know that he will keep your feet from being snared.
其实圣经有很多这种的见证，因为依靠上帝得到保护的这个例子。
In fact, there are many testimonies of biblical characters who relied on God for his protection.
大家记得有什么圣经人物吗
？Do you remember any biblical characters?
Yes, 但以理。
Daniel.
他因为依靠上帝，他脱离了狮子能够伤害他的。
Daniel, who trusted in God, who led him to escape from the den of lions.
还有哪些 ？Yeah, 对，大卫和歌利亚。
David, who relied on God and defeated the giant Goliath.
大卫依靠上帝，他打败了这个巨人歌利亚。还有吗？就一个。
Any other characters?
还有吗？耶稣呀。
Jesus.
耶稣呀。
Joshua.
依靠上帝，然后呢，他带领以色列人进入了应许地。
Who trusted in God and who later led the Israelites into the promised land.
而且我也相信。
And I believe.
在我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
That among us.
你也曾经因为有过，因为依靠上帝而得到他的美好的祝福和帮助的见证。
We have certainly experienced the blessings that come from trusting God.
这边有没有？有的举手给我看一下。
Are there any?
有，感谢主。
Show of hands.
有，太好了，很多，感谢主。
Experience the blessings of trusting God.
所以，请记得，当你去在小组的时候读到第三章啊，在小组里面，请你们跟你们组员去分享。
Please continue to share with one another in your cell groups.
如何的靠着上帝的依靠上帝，然后得到了祝福，得到了这个保护。
If you have trusted in God for His protection.
让我们彼此弟兄姐妹都可以得到彼此的鼓励和。这个扶持。
Let us encourage and edify one another.
祝福我们每个人在睡前哦都能够如此的说。
May each one of us be able to say this before we sleep at night.
我必安然躺下睡觉。
In peace, I will lie down.
因为唯有你，耶和华，使我安然居住。
For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Amen.
Amen.
来，最后一句，来，我们背起来。耶和华，一我们一起来要读啊，一二三。
For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared.
再一次。
For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared.
最后一次。
For the Lord.
没事，再给看多一次。哎 ，sorry， 哎，我怎么样 ？Cannot reverse 哦 ，cannot reverse 啊 ？OK， never mind。OK， 来啊，那再 reverse 多一个，给大家看一次，背起来。Reverse one more， one more slide。Reverse one more， 哎呀 ，one two three。
For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared。
感谢主，让我们今天我们听完道之后，我们可以将这三段经文记起来。
Thank God, and we, I hope that everyone can commit these three verses to memory.
我今天的信息只有一句话。
The focus of today's sermon is only one.
可能你忘记前面的我所讲的。
Let's just focus on this.
但是只要你今天离开，你记住这句话就够了。
Let's focus on this key learning point.
谨守他的话。
Keep His word.
存仰赖敬畏和依靠他的心
Trust, fear, and rely on him.
谨守他的话
Keep his word.
存仰赖敬畏和依靠他的心
Trust, fear, and rely on him.
祈愿祝福我们每个人都是能够成为蒙福的人
I pray that all of us will become a blessed people. Amen.
让我们一起祷告这天父，我们再次感谢你，透过箴言第三章，让我们学习许多的这个教导，我们也找到了成为祝福的人的这个线索，我们也知道怎么当我们面对困难、忧愁、伤心的时候，我们也找到这个去面对的线索。求你帮助我们，使我们能够在每天生活里面谨守你的话，存依赖、敬畏和信靠你的心。愿你帮助我们每一天都成为一个蒙福的人。祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝名求的，阿门。